Dribbling to his left, Sines breaks free from Cuthrell for just a moment. Almond kicks it back out, and we have a travel. Disco Knight in Bad Axe.
Well, Dominic Guardian wanted to get from point A to point B a little bit faster than what the rule book says.
Short assistance between 2 points. Chest pass.
It's that first step, though, you got to watch out for.
Wasn't sure where I was going with that one.
The second one brings a whistle.
2:45 left in this first half, and Cassidy throws it out of bounds in the backcourt. That turnover will be credited to Parker Hare. Fourth turnover for Cassidy on the night. USA with 3. Hunter Bone inbounds in front of Cassidy's bench, shops far side of your radio, and Aaron Sines left wing. Guardian over to Hunter Bone, right wing. Aaron Sines against Cuthrell, and Cuthrell. Sines pulled the emergency brake, and Cuthrell came right over top of him. And this will be the first against Cuthrell, and Cassidy's third team foul.
You know, there's no reason to get out of that one. It looks like a 1-1-3.
A 1-1-3-D. Maybe that rule book that the officials backed down on our table here in between the games, maybe we'll find it in there.
Well, I'll tell them it's legal. You can do it.
Aaron Sines goes into the lane, goes up for the shot. Could have been a foul. None was called. And here comes Cassidy. And he traveled with it. Chase Winter couldn't hang on to his footing and turns it over.
Well, Chase Winter just went ahead and saved us because he caught that pass, which I didn't think he had a chance for.
That was coming right in my head.
Yep.
Dominic Guardian, top of the key. In trouble. And it's stolen by Parker Hare. Goes up for the layup. The finger rolls off the mark. Rebound Aaron Sines. Sines draws a foul on the floor before the shot. It'll be against Cassidy. And goes against Sawyer Cuthrell. His second. Cassidy's fourth team foul. So Chase Winter and Parker Hare sit down. Drew Loomis checks in, as well as 23 Logan Schenk is back in the game with 2 fouls. First attempt of inbounding was swatted away by a Cassidy jersey. We'll try this one again. Hunter Bone inbounds it to Aaron Sines, right wing, into the corner to Wesolowski. He's hit 2 threes on the night. Minute 45 left here in this first half, and Dominic Guardian is
like,
we have a whistle against Cassidy. Drew Loomis will be called with the stiff arm, forearm. That'll be his first and Cassidy's fifth. Hunter Bone inbounds on the far side line and gives an Aaron Sines, goes down to the baseline, tries to feed it into Almond, and he can't hang on to it. Here comes Cassidy. Cuthrell finds himself to the left wing, back up to the top of the key. 90 seconds left in this first half. Mason Earle goes to work in the left block, spins, goes up for the jump shot. It is good. Count it and one. Count the basket. Foul goes against number 24, Brennan Allman for USA. That's the fifth team foul. Both teams with 5 team fouls. Logan Schenk sits down, is replaced by Jack Stern for Cass City. 27-18, USA by 9. Free throw from Mason Earle is good. It's now 27-19, USA by 8. Minute 15 left in the first half. Somewhat of a pressure coming from Cassidy. USA breaks it. Into the corner. Wesolowski for 3. This one's an air ball. Rebound, Mason Earle. Cuthrell, top of the key. 1 minute remaining in the first half. Dribbles to his left wing, and Drew Loomis pulled back before going for that pass. Nearly took out Paul Adams' head.
I think he thought that Aaron Sines had touched it or ticked it.
Not quite sure what happened there.
He wasn't even close to it as far as I was concerned.
52 seconds left, an 8-point ball game, 27-19. USA on top over Cassidy from Bad Axe, Michigan. Hunter Bone, right wing, to the left wing to Dominic Guardian. Into the corner, Wesolowski, blue shoes and all. Open for the three, takes the three, he nails it. Wesolowski with his third three of the night, all coming in the second quarter. Pushes the lead out to 11 for USA. Mason Earl over to Drew Loomis, right wing, back out to Cathrell, pulls up for NBA range, no good. Rebound, Aaron Sines. 18 seconds left, goes coast to coast with it, misses the layup, rebound, Jack Stern. Erla goes up for the layup, he is fouled. They're going to say the foul is on the floor before the shot with 9.9 seconds left before halftime. This will be the sixth team foul against USA, so no bonus. Fouls against number 10, Dominic Guardian, his first. Only foul trouble for USA is Isaiah Williamson with two fouls, everyone else with one. Parker Hare replaces Drew Loomis. Wesolowski and Hunter Bone sit down for USA, replaced by Macklin Ghetto and number 31, Tanner Foley. 3 seconds left. Cathrell needs to shoot. He won't. Gets it off over to number five, Jack Stern. That shot is no good. We've reached halftime with USA leading by 11, 30-19 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I officiate because I love to be involved in the sport and it continues to keep me in shape. It gives me an opportunity to be part of the activities as they still go on.
And I feel that I can make a difference and be a role model to a lot of young, aspiring officials, and especially females, which we really need.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Knows your name.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Hey Jenny, have you put any thought into college scholarships?
Yeah, a little. I'm not too worried.
Well, you should be, unless someone offers scholarships for cell phone use, in which you'd get a full ride.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Comedian, Thumb Cellular does just that.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. Thumb Cellular is offering a $1,500 scholarship for local students. All I have to do is submit a 1 to 5 minute creative video about how cell phones have changed the way people do business, work, and or live. I just need to film it on my